They could detoxify there. They stay for 30 days, and then they move on to some other programs where they could actually get counseling. They could get support for understanding what it was that created this problem within them in the first place. Well, that was the model, and now they're closing it down, which means that those six or eight other treatment programs in the state are essentially being cut off from the only supply of referrals that they could dependably have.
Lawmakers are planning to send a letter this week to the Department of Health to ask that they delay the closure of Turquoise Lodge until September. What would that accomplish?
Well, that would, you know, we're going to have a full-blown hearing in Taos on this issue in September, and we've invited the Department of Health to come to that. The hope is that, you know, if it's too expensive to operate a 20-bed facility, then scale it back. And, we're not saying be irresponsible with the state's budget, but we are saying that if there are five or seven kids in that program at any given time, that's five or seven kids you're kicking out onto the street without any other really sufficient planning for them.
Well, now,
and we can't afford that. We can't afford to toss away five or seven lives every few months.
Well, the Department of Health is saying, though, that, like you mentioned, it's an underutilized facility. I mean, so how is keeping an underused facility like this open a responsible use of resources?
Well, first, there are three things basically there. One is it is the portal to all the other treatment. If you cut this one down because you're saying it's not being utilized enough, you're saying that five or seven kids a month, because it's a 30-day program, so five or seven kids a month is 60 or 70 kids a year that are using the program and getting out of heroin addiction. Second thing is it's pretty clear from testimony that we had last Friday that they're not really marketing this program very well. They're not letting the potential referral sources, the children's courts in the state, the probation officers, the school counselors, know about the availability of this program. A lot of them have said that they tried to make a referral and they were told, oh, it'll take 60 days to get in. Well, you can't do that to a kid. If he's ready to get in now, you've got to take him now.
You know, DOH is saying that they're standing by their decision to close the facility. So if that happens, if it does get shut down, then what? Are there plans?
Well, you know, we've also raised one other question about this. That is that they're using money that was specifically appropriated for an adolescent detox program. And, you know, it's not usual that a state agency would just say, well, you gave us this money for daycare, we're going to use it for homemaker services or after-school programming or something very different, and without coming to the legislature and getting it reappropriated for a new purpose. And so we're raising that question. You know, legally, I think there's some questions that would have to be cleared up before they can just say, well, we're not going to use it for what you gave us the money for. Instead, we're going to use it for adults.
Well, Senator Ortiz-Pino, thank you very much for talking with us.
Good. Thank you, Ed.